intense storms in the region. 70 degrees, hazy at WCBS FM New York. The 6 o'clock news is sponsored by Foxwoods Resort Casino. Severe thunderstorms are moving across the region with hail, high winds, and lightning. At least two fires have been reported after lightning strikes in North Haven and Watertown. Some highways also have some flooding, including the FDR Drive. Queens is under a severe thunderstorm warning now. Nassau County will be next. NASA scientists say the biggest flood in the history of our solar system apparently rolled across Mars billions of years ago. Photos from the Pathfinder spacecraft that's now on the surface show clear signs that enough water to fill the Mediterranean Sea rushed across Mars in a generally southern direction.
Soil here, there's different color soil there, there's different types of rocks. This has just been an absolutely wonderful surprise. We weren't expecting the level of color diversity that we're seeing.
Cornell scientist James Bell. 1 ton of cocaine, that's what federal agents have seized in a Ridgefield Park warehouse. Street value, $100 million. New York Senator Al D'Amato and Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez are pushing legislation to require the Treasury Department to outline a nationwide strategy to combat money laundering. 97 million vehicles pass through Fort Lee each year to the George Washington Bridge. Mayor Jack Alter says the Port Authority will not reimburse his town for police and other services.
They are an occupying enemy power. If they won't pay their bills, the answer is that and we have no redress. They're exempt by federal law from taxation.
The town is now paying for billboards to encourage drivers to use New York's Tappan Zee Bridge instead. Wall Street, the Dow closed down 37 points. The site of this year's International Cherry Pit Spitting Championship was lucky once again, Bob, for the winners. Rick Pellet Gun Krause reclaimed his title in Michigan this past weekend for the 10th time. He catapulted his pit 63 feet, 6.5 inches. His wife, Marlene, won the women's competition. Last year, they were married in the Pit Spit Court.
Oh, and I have to congratulate this beautiful couple because we just have good news. There's a blessed event in their future.
I see.
Marlene is now expectorating.
Well, sports and weather next, CBS FM News Time, 6:01. CBS FM Sports, the New York Liberty at the Phoenix Mercury tonight in the WNBA. More of the best oldies coming up with Bob Shannon. The Flushing Jewish Community Council is a nonprofit social service agency offering community programs including English and citizenship classes, educational and multicultural events, as well as social service information, referral, and assistance. Call 718-463-0434. CBS FM with you in mind. 101 weather, a severe thunderstorm warning for Queens County until 6:30. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe with hard rain, gusty winds, and hail, then becoming clear with a low in the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 70 degrees in New York. I'm Al Meredith. Now, here's the CBS FM Traffic Watch with Dennis O'Mara.
We've got big troubles on the northbound Clearview because all lanes are closed down at the LIE due to a two-car accident. Take the Cross Island instead, and if you're going south in the Clearview, you're open, but traffic is slow at the LIE, of course, rubbernecking the northbound troubles. Big mess on the Cross Bronx. Eastbound at the Bruckner, an accident. One lane is blocked. Westbound, only the left lane is open at the Bruckner as well. Different accident, this one with a car and a truck involved. And again, just that limited lane, left lane open. West down the Cross Bronx. West Side Highway, still a mess. Now northbound, we had an accident earlier in the 120s. Now it's flooding in the right lane. And on the FDR southbound, a stalled van blocks the lane. That's down through the 70s. Take the Lincoln, not the Holland. Out to Jersey, you'll save a couple of minutes. Coming into town, the Lincoln is the heaviest. That's a delay of at least 20 minutes right now. We've had problems on PATH trains just restoring service in or out of the World Trade Center station and some scattered delays at all the airports. Well, except for Kennedy. They seem to be okay. Call your airline. I'm Dennis O'Mara with the CBS FM Traffic Watch.
I don't know. You're working today. Have you had a chance to listen to
Yes. It's been great. We've had the headphones on. We've been checking in. And boy, it's just so many memories. And I feel so proud just to be a little tiny beam on the station every now and then.
Well, I'm proud to have you with me.
Thank you, sir.
Great part of the afternoon.
This is great.
As we all know. Have you heard me? I'm playing some of these tapes of me.
Yes.
16 years ago.
You know, you sound...
No, don't say it.
You sound great on those 16 years ago. Come on.
I was going to say, you know, it's amazing that there's been absolutely no improvement in those 16 years. Thank you, Dennis.
25 years of playing the greatest hits of all time. ladies and gentlemen, Bob Shannon.
WCBS-FM, New York, New York.
FM with Bob Shannon shifting into fourth gear with a Motown double play. CBS FM with Bob Shannon in the 25th anniversary celebration. Part of the kick to me anyway, being here this afternoon and doing this, is playing these old station jingles. I mean, they are just so fine. I really enjoy these. They're great jingles. And we'd like to thank John Walford at Jam Incorporated for supplying the jingles to us so we could look back to even the way the station sounded on the air back in 1972. John Walford at Jam, thank you so much.
New York's golden
Pipeline, yes. I always play it for our friends in Flushing, Queens. I'd be flushing even more than usual tonight. A lot of weather, a lot of water coming down in the Queens area this evening. Moving out to Nassau County, we'll get you the latest in that situation coming up in a minute here at CBS-FM with Bob Shannon. It's time for the music calendar, playing a little bit of some appropriate music, because it was this day that this hit the top of Billboard's Hot 100 in 1962 on July 7th. David Rose's The Stripper became a number one song. And this day in 1961, July 7th, Tossin' and Turnin' by Bobby Lewis hit number one on Billboard's R&B chart, stayed there for 10 weeks, even longer than it stayed at number one on the pop chart, but it was enough to make it the number one record of the year in 1961 on the pop side. Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis. Today in 1959, the Everly Brothers were in a recording session in Nashville at the RCA Studios to cut Till I Kissed You. July 7th, 1967, Dusty Springfield in New York City began a three-week engagement at the famed Copacabana nightclub. Down at the Copa, there was Dusty. And the Everly Brothers again after recording Till I Kissed You in 1959. Well, they were around for a long time. They began a summer replacement television series this week in 1970. Now, we take you back again to 1954. Earlier in the program, I decided that this could really be the date where we could finally nail down when rock and roll officially started. There's been a lot of controversy over the years, but if you look at the events that happened on July 7th, 1954, you got to say, you know, this really was the true beginning of rock and roll. It was this day, as I mentioned earlier, that Elvis was first heard on the radio back in Memphis on the radio station WHBQ as a DJ named Dewey Phillips, no relation to Sam Phillips, played Elvis's That's All Right Mama, which had been recorded just 2 days earlier. The same day, July 7th, 1954, hitting the top 10 in Billboard for the first time, a record by Bill Haley and the Comets. And their version of Joe Turner's Shake, Rattle, and Roll, it happened to be the week that Bill Haley celebrated his 27th birthday, and thus was born more of the rock and roll sound. If that weren't enough, on July 7th, 1954, two versions of this song were on the pop charts, the original and the white cover version by a group called the Crew Cuts, who did a lot of those covers in the 1950s. But the original version of this not only cracked Billboard's R&B chart, but was a bigger hit than the Crew Cuts here in New York City. So you wonder why I'm saying from now on that July 4th, 7th, 1954 is the beginning of rock and roll. Well, it had to be when this song was topping the charts in New York.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
The Chords.
Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above.
Life could be a dream. Actually, That should have been on Buddha Records. But it didn't exist back in 1954. Those are the chords, Atlantic Records, and one of the earliest rock and roll records ever, crossing over from the R&B charts to the pop, and bigger still than even the Crew Cuts cover here in New York City. That's the beginning of rock and roll on July 7th, 1954. Bob Shannon here celebrating CBS FM's 25th anniversary with you at 6:22. Now, coming up in about a half an hour from now, we're going to start a little bit early. We have a special retrospective of CBS FM looking back on our 25 years. It's a little bit long, so we're going to have to start it before 7 o'clock. We originally were going to have it from 7 to 8, but there's so much we wanted to play for you and to get into this retrospective. We don't want you to be cheated out of it, any bit of it. So we're going to start it just a tad early tonight. It'll be about 7 o'clock, somewhere in that area. We will begin the CBS FM retrospective. That is coming up. Not too long from now at CBS FM.
What will you remember from the summer of 97?
Computers are available now. Call 1-888-822-TOSHIBA for your nearest dealer. Discover what we mean when we say always lead.
CBS FM, around 6 o'clock, we had word of the radar indicating a possible severe thunderstorm in central Queens County. It was moving towards the southern sections of Nassau County. Moving at about 15 miles an hour, this is a very dangerous storm. It has a history of producing wind gusts to 65 miles an hour, hail, frequent lightning, and torrential rain. These severe thunderstorms produce damaging wind in excess of 58 miles an hour, destructive hail, deadly lightning, very heavy rain. For your protection, you might want to move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or your business. And those heavy rains and flooding roads will happen very, very quickly. So do not drive into areas where water covers the road. It's all going to be over soon, though. The warnings go on until 6:30 for Queens. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe, again, with that hard rain and the gusty winds and hail. Then it will become clear with a low in the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 71 degrees in New York at CBS FM 101.1.
CBS FM flashes back. Flashes back. 1972.
Emmy Award winners included Jack Klugman for The Odd Couple and Mary Tyler Moore. All in the Family won for Best Comedy. While on Walton Mountain, the Waltons were the best drama of the year. Top box office stars included Clint Eastwood, Ryan O'Neal, Steve McQueen, Burt Reynolds, and Barbara Streisand. While on the radio, Loggins and Messina were making their chart debut with Your Mama Don't Dance. 1972.
Before, and I'll tell you one last time here at CBS FM, if your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll, it's a genetic thing. You will be born with two left feet. It's just heredity. Nothing can be done about that. At 6:30 at CBS FM, this Loggins and Messina with Bob Shannon up to the CBS FM Northwest Airlines Sports Update. Well, the New York Rangers have signed a pair of free agent defensive-oriented forwards. Moving to the Big Apple are Mike Keane, who skated with the Colorado Avalanche last season, and Brian Scrudlin, who was Florida's team captain. Keane was a Stanley Cup champion with the Montreal Canadiens in 1993 and with Colorado in 96. Scrudlin has been to the finals twice, in 89 with Montreal and last year with Florida. Mike Tyson, no longer ranked by the World Boxing Association. He's been dropped because the WBA rules say no suspended boxer can be ranked, and Tyson is on suspension from the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Tino Martinez of the New York Yankees has won baseball's home run derby, part of the All-Star Game celebrations. The All-Star Game itself is tomorrow evening. Congratulations, Tino Martinez of the Yankees. As the All-Star Game managers have set their starting lineups, pitchers selected to open the game are Seattle's Randy Johnson for the American League and Atlanta's Greg Maddux for the National League. We've got a bunch of Yankees in that game coming up tomorrow. And Phil Pepe, now he's telling me that the Yankees will stay in the Bronx. He's got some sort of valuable source on that. Let's find out in the pep talk now, sponsored by Northwest Airlines.
What a great time we had this morning at the Museum of Radio and Television, celebrating 25 years as New York's oldies station. And so nice to see so many of our listeners there. And among those who dropped by, the Bronx Borough President, Fernando Ferrer. And that gave me the opportunity to ask Mr. President about the future of the Yankees in the Bronx. His thoughts? Mr. Ferrer is optimistic about the future of Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. He says the safest place in New York is Yankee Stadium when the Yankees are playing. Mr. Farrar further stated that there is no deal in New Jersey, that the recent series with the Mets proves Yankee Stadium and the Bronx are still a viable place for baseball and the Yankees. So there you have it from the guy who should know. A little wishful thinking, perhaps, but reason to believe the Yankees are staying right where they are. I'm Phil Pepe, and that's the Pep Talk. Sports every morning on the Harry Harrison Show on CBS FM 101.1.
Yes, the Yankees stay in the Bronx. Yeah. The storms pass.
Yes.
Everything is beautiful again.
Yes.
Soon.
You
hope. Not at this moment,
no,
right?
Certainly not.
What's going on, Dennis?
We're
going
to go back to the Clearview. Bob, earlier we had a big problem northbound at the LIE, and they reopened that. All the lanes back in business, clearing an accident. However, southbound, over in the Cross Island Parkway, you're going to see some added delays near the LIE. This is flooding across all three lanes, and we've got a downed tree on the northbound of the Cross Island, and that's apparently blocking the center lane. At least part of a tree, a tree branch in the roadway. All lanes reopened both ways in the Cross Bronx near the Bruckner. Two separate accidents have been cleared. Still a big mess with that construction. Atlantic Avenue, southbound BQE, and the outbound Gowanus combination. FDR, Harlem River Drive combination. What a mess southbound down through the 70s. More delays, too, as you make your way north through the 70s. We've got some sort of sporadic flooding problems from the earlier rains. And in the Bronx, south on the Hutch, we're delayed at Co-op City. That's due to an accident blocking at least one lane. Now, they've restored the service in the last half hour on half trains in or out of World Trade. We've got another problem. This is with Subway's EF, R, and G trains. Their service suspended between 179th and Queens Plaza. That's because of flooding in some of the stations. They are providing bus service instead. I'm Dennis O'Mara with the CBS FM Traffic Watch.
Again, thank you for being part of our 25th anniversary.
Thank you for allowing me
today.
For the last, 8 years or so? Eight and a half years.
We shall continue. 25 years from this moment,
yes.
I'll be speaking to you.
I'll be here.
I'll be doing the traffic. Hey, Bob, it's a little backed up.
Yes, I understand at your age, sir. That does happen.
Yes.
Well, Mike Tyson, as we told you, is no longer ranked by the World Boxing Association. And I understand, though, that he may want to act in some motion pictures.
Oh, yeah?
But so far, he has had no definite offers.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few nibbles. Well, until tomorrow, and you at CBS FM. Now, Kinks at CBS FM 101.1. This is Bob Shannon. We're going to be rolling out of here just a tad early tonight because we're going to start up our CBS FM retrospective just a little early so we can get the whole thing in. And can't believe we played the whole thing. Well, we will do that, and that's coming up about 15 minutes from now. Hang tight.
For decades, parents in New York City heard the echoes of failing schools.
Friday.
Yeah, I forgot that.
101. What an afternoon we've had. We've had enough weather for the rest of the summer here, haven't we? Severe thunderstorm warnings for Queens were going on. I believe they may have ended at 6:30. In any case, the storm was heading toward Nassau County. When it's over, after the severe thunderstorms, the hard rain and the gusty winds and hail, then it will become clear with a low in the 60s. Tomorrow's sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Right now in New York, it's 70 degrees at CBS FM 101.1.
New York's golden music. WCBS-FM.
Perfect day for some of the worst of Bob Shannon. We're giving you that all afternoon. And that's 100 Pounds of Clay. As you know, that song title was later changed to 100 Pounds of Ali from Clay. It's 6:45 at CBS FM. Yes, indeed. Not much more. Do you need to suffer with me? We'll be here at Bridgeville. Oh, I don't know. We're going to start this about, I'd say, less than 10 minutes from now. We will begin our retrospective of CBS FM's 25 years as New York's oldie station.
The CBS FM Summer Concert Series
is coming to your neighborhood.
Brought to you by Northwest Airlines, Corona Beer, and the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Volvo Retailers Association.
And this is your cousin Bruce here, and we're kicking it off on the date that it all started, July the 7th, at the legendary Lundy Brothers Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, along with a special anniversary concert with Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge. So for reservations and tickets, Call Lundy's at 718-743-0022. And on Friday, July the 11th, at Waterloo Village in Stanhope, be sure to join me for the music of The Capris, Shirley Alston Reeves of the Shirelles, The Tokens, Vita Facone and the Elegants, The Chiffons, and a cappella group, Who's Johnny?
For more ticket and concert information, call the Good Time Oldies line at 1-800-CBS-FM-101. Brought to you by Northwest Airlines, Corona Beer, and the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Volvo Retailers Association. It's more summer fun from CBS-FM 101.1.
Hey, this summer, bring the tropics into your home with an aquarium setup from Petland Discounts. Petland Discounts has a complete assortment of aquarium accessories to create a tropical paradise right there in your own living room. You know, good filtration is essential to keep a clean and healthy environment for your fish. And Petland Discounts has the complete line of Whisper Power Filters from Tetra Second Nature. Whisper Power Filters are quiet, they're efficient, and they're available in a variety of sizes. Each filter packaged with a free disposable cartridge for easy maintenance. Keep your water crystal clear with a Whisper Power Filter. Petland Discounts now has over 100 locations to serve you, and they have been celebrating CBS-FM's 25th anniversary themselves. So stop by any location now through August 4th and enter to win one trip for two to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland, Ohio, including accommodations from Courtyard by Marriott, the hotel designed by business travelers, and round-trip airfare for two. You must be 18 or older. There's no purchase necessary.
Hey, Elmo, we're on the radio.
965 Visa.
CBS-FM, hey, for helpful hints like, you really need some deodorant. No, not that stuff. Call the CBS-FM Good Time Oldies line, even though you really do, at 1-800-CBS-FM-101, sponsored by Bell Atlantic Business-to-Business Directory, the B2B.
25 years of New York's best oldies. 101.1
descends over Brooklyn in eager anticipation this evening of the live broadcast from Lundy Brothers Restaurant, Cousin Brucey, with Johnny Maestro on the Brooklyn Bridge. That is coming up at 8 o'clock this evening as we continue our 25th anniversary celebration here at CBS-FM. Thank you for letting me be a part of this day and this occasion, and for accepting me for the past 16 of those 25 years here at CBS-FM. It's a great honor and a privilege to work with all the guys here, right from Bill Brown and Don K. Reed, who started it back 25 years ago, to all the rest who are with me and who share this microphone. I say it's really neat being with you people and with you listeners who have made us so popular for these 25 years. So until 3 o'clock tomorrow, this is Bob Shannon. Stay tuned next for a special retrospective of those 25 years of CBS-FM. Be seeing you.
Where all the good songs have gone. WCBS.